Good morning, and thank you so much for joining me for Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I am your host, Dr. Angela Chester. Today we are talking about the book, Capacity for Truth, Man's Path to the Holy Spirit. Bernard Fisher is the author of this book. Now, of course, you can find it on Amazon. I'm always going to bring you suggestions of books that you can find on Amazon. Now, I did an interview the other day, and she highlights books that are available on Audible. Now, if you are the type of guy or gal that likes to listen to your book as opposed to turning the page, then feel free to hop on over to Audible and see if you can also find these books as well. Not making any promises, but that would be awesome as well if some of the authors have done that next step. Now, I personally find that to just be something that you want to do. One of my goals, I remember, was to be able to have a book available on Amazon, and I find that to be quite amazing. I have achieved that, so I love to highlight other authors who have achieved it as well. So let's find out a little bit more about Capacity for Truth. Capacity for Truth is review and analysis of his doctrines designed to provide a complete picture and context of his teachings and to educate Christians concerning higher spiritual principles. Christ's outline for his disciples and for his followers. A Capacity for Truth also includes an analysis of the social issues affecting our spiritual development, a general review of the Proverbs of Solomon, and an application of Proverbs to current social issues. The primary purpose of this study is to outline our Lord's roadmap of instruction that he has prepared for us, taking us to higher levels of spiritual growth and awareness, improving our understanding of spiritual principles, and filling the voids of doubt and gaps in spiritual understanding left by the most common study approaches. Capacity for Truth will clarify your understanding of spiritual principles, allowing you to reach the level of spiritual maturity required to do the work of God's kingdom. You will receive clear-cut instructions on how to become a part of the ministry of Christ, do and teach the principles he taught, and grow as a disciple of Christ. You will understand by the Holy Spirit and receive the biblical keys to wisdom and truth. We have for so long stood by, watching while the forces of darkness devour all that is good in man. Now is the time for children of the light to change the ways of this world. Now is the time to begin your work for the kingdom of God. And that is the description that you find on Amazon for this book. I love how he goes into detail and tries to give you examples of what you will discover, what you will find out, what you will unearth, and or what I like to say, remember. So many times we are aware of certain things, but we forget. We've tucked it away because we haven't used it in so long that we have jar your memory, kind of shake it up a little bit and hope you remember what you know. Well, let's tell a little bit about the product detail. Now, I know that there are so many people that like to know the nuts and bolts of it. So here you go. The paperback is available in 262 glorious pages. So it is a healthy read. It's a meaty book, but that's good. If we're talking about the principles of Christ, then we don't really want to do that in about 30 pages, no doing. We know that the life of our Lord and Savior gives us so much information, and I am glad that he chose not to simply fly by or do a drive-by of it. The publisher is West Bow Press. Now, what I love about West Bow Press is many times they will highlight their authors on their website that they give a spotlight to certain ones. Now, I'm sure there's rhyme or reason there as to which ones they highlight. So you may fancy as well Why not get a tuba? Go on and buy a tuba. I love it. It's available in English. The book is only 1 pound, so it is not extremely heavy. It is a book that you could take with you. Now, as far as where can you find this book, it is ranked in the top 100 in books, as well as in religion and spirituality books, religion and spirituality books, and the top 100 in books. Now, there are no video shorts here, and there are no reviews at this time. Perhaps if you have purchased a copy of this book, then you could leave a review for the next person coming along. I'm sure they would love to hear your words. But during the time of COVID-19, I want to wish each and every one of you a happy time, a time where you are not stressed, you are not unsure, but you are in fact sure and aware that if we do what we're supposed to do, socially distance, stay in your home, and take precautions, that we will ultimately be well. Well, we need to take a very short break, but when we come back, I will let you know who our 5 people are on the board, and maybe perhaps even give a shout out to those who did not make the board. The book that we highlighted today was Capacity for Truth by Bernard Fisher. That's Bernard Fisher and The Capacity for Truth, available on Amazon. We'll be back right after this.
Being with Infants by Montessori teacher, trainer, and world-renowned child specialist, Beverly Kovach, is finally on DVD and digital download. The long-awaited 3D disc set is essential for any new parent, grandparent, or infant caregiver wanting respectful relationships with infants and their care. Being with Infants is broken down into 20 easy-to-digest video lessons, complete with demonstrations. Everything from diapering, feeding, the proper way of picking up infants, sleep, crying, environment, play, weaning, and much more are covered. Being with Infants is available on DVD and digital download at Walmart, Target, Barnes & Noble, and Amazon. Order today and be sure to follow Being with Infants on Facebook for free bonus content.
And we are back. Thank you so much for joining me for Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I am your host, Dr. Angela Chester. The book that we spotlighted today was Capacity for Truth by Bernard Fisher. But one of the awesome things that I love to do is look at who our audience is by our beautiful map. Now, it is color-coded, and it lets me know who is tuning in and who isn't. That's okay. I understand that it might take a while for your country to make the list. Simply keep sharing. And the more listens, soon enough, you'll be on the board as well. Well, coming in the top 5 spots, the number 1 country is the United States of America. Woohoo! Thank you, home country, USA, for coming in the number 1 spot. Number 2 is the Philippines. Thank you, Philippines. I appreciate you, family, for tuning in and coming in the number 2 spot. Australia is in number 3 spot. Thank you so much, Australia, for being number 3. Number 4, my neighbors to the north in Canada. Thank you, Canada family, for tuning in and coming in the number 4 spot. And last but certainly not least are my cousins across the pond in the UK. Thank you so much for coming in the number 5 spot. So who are some other folks that did not make the leaderboard, but you are still tuning in? Now, you know, you guys are important to me as well. So let me take a moment to run the cursor over each one and make sure I give a shout out to you all. Also, I would like to say thank you to Indonesia for tuning in, to Thailand, to Vietnam, to South Korea, to India, Russia, Norway, Sweden, Ireland, the Netherlands, Denmark, Germany, Poland, Lithuania, the Czech Republic, Slovakia, Romania, the Ukraine, Turkey, Italy, France, Spain, Portugal, Ghana, Nigeria, Egypt, Ethiopia, Kenya, Zambia, South Africa, Brazil, Peru, Colombia. And who am I leaving out? Iceland. Thank you guys for tuning in our show, An International Success. So, if you are loving what we're doing, please make sure that you're giving us thumbs up, that you subscribe, that you download and share each and every episode that you enjoy. The more that you subscribe, the more I know that what I'm bringing is tickling your fancy, that you like it. Thanks, you guys. Again, as COVID-19 has become a global pandemic, each and every one of us can do our part to stop the spread. Please be sure to stay inside. Wash your hands. Try not to touch your face or your eyes. And be sure to call those seniors, those elderly members, those that are most vulnerable to COVID-19. Check in on them and make sure they're okay. You may be alone, but you are not alone as we go through this. We are in this together. Until next time, everyone, may you have great mental health and may you have a book to read while you're doing it. Until next time, everyone. Bye-bye.